Hey gang, this is Van. Before we get into it here with John talking about the big special announcement, I just want to let you know this is still supposed to be top secret until it actually happens. So I just wanted you guys out there in AU Wishbone land to know about it so you wouldn't miss it up front. But let's don't make a big deal on social media about it until it actually happens Thursday night. Thanks. Now here's the quick announcement. So, John, here we are in a little special 5 or 6, 7 minute episode because we have something very interesting to share with our listeners. And it's not like they're getting anything or we're doing anything special. It's just this neat thing that I've been involved in, and I think the Auburn folks are going to be really happy about it. So I just told you recently, and it's all going to come out over the weekend for sure. But how are you, by the way?
You know, when Van said, hey, you got that orange shirt in the mail for the game this weekend, we need to have a special podcast about it. I was like, I'm not sure that's really necessary. And here we are.
It's a little more complicated. I'm not going to go into all of it right now, but I have to give them a little background information just so people know what we're talking about. So what happened was some people remember that over the last several years, I've put out a tweet where I said, The Nissan Heisman House needs to do a commercial where they have an Alabama guy in the bathroom with no toilet paper, and then we see the Auburn Heisman winners sitting outside drinking lemonade, and there's toilet paper, all the toilet paper's in the trees. There's none left for them. So what happened was back in May, I got contacted by Nissan, and they wanted to buy that idea. And it turned out they bought several. They went around, and their entire campaign this fall is based on ideas that they found on social media, and mine is one of several that they picked. And I was not that surprised, honestly, because I thought it was a pretty good idea, and a lot of people did. So they filmed it, and they changed it a little bit, and I don't want to give it away. It has Aubie in it now, which is cool, in addition to Bo Jackson and some other players. But it's really neat. I'm really excited about it. I didn't write it, but I basically created the idea, the premise that it's based on, and I got compensated for it, and I got interviewed by ESPN the other day about it. So, here's the deal. The name of the ad is Bo Jackson Celebrates Everything, and it's going to air Thursday night for the first time, during the Ohio at Louisiana game on ESPN, and then it'll air again during the Auburn-Penn State game on Saturday, obviously. I think we all know that Saturday night is the Auburn-Penn State game on ABC. And they're going to include a few seconds of that interview they did with me on SportsCenter. So if you watch it on one of those two occasions, you get to see me talk about it a little bit, so you'll know I'm not just making this up, right? And then,
And if you saw the earlier, you know, a week or two ago, Heisman House commercial release that had the interview with it, you know the kind of thing that's coming with Van.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but I was actually on the Zoom call when they recorded that guy. If it was the Wisconsin guy maybe or something, or there was a Maryland, I don't know, whoever it was.
I can't remember which one it was, but I saw one come out where the new commercial and where they had a few seconds of interview with the guy.
Yeah, they did all those kind of together. So we were all together on this big Zoom call, and they took us one at a time into the studio virtually to do the interview with the lady was – I can't remember her name. Was it Michelle – I had it written down here, but anyway. Christine Williamson. Yeah, and she was really good. So, so she asked me 4 or 5 questions and all that. Boris the Tiger, our patron, appears in the commercial as well, although he may or may not show up in the final version. But there's a longer version and a shorter version. They'll be on social media as well, so you can be sure we'll post the when those appear. But in any case, I just thought it was so cool that our listeners and our Twitter folks and all that, they've been following this saga of me trying to get this ad made for years. I thought they needed to know so they can go out and see it at first run when it finally does happen.
It's very exciting. I mean, it's really a good idea, and it's, you know, you did have a good idea and your perseverance paid off with it. So.
Well, I appreciate it. And there's another really good one too, where the Heisman House gets a dog. I don't know if that one's been on TV yet or not, but it's really funny too. I like that one a lot. So so we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, so and it'll probably look weird because this is the thing that drove me crazy. I'll just say this real quick. They told us no intellectual property behind us in the video. Well, I just figured a bunch of book spines that I always have behind me is no big deal. We get on the Zoom call, and the Wisconsin dude has a Wisconsin shirt on with a giant red Wisconsin flag on the wall behind him. And I'm like, well, this guy has just done everything they told him not to do. And they're like, oh, we love that. Yes, don't change a thing. And I'm like, what? Then when they got me on there, they're like, oh, look at all that stuff behind him. He did everything we told him not to do. And I'm just like, great. You know, I've been on the Zoom call for 2 hours at that point. Nobody said there was a problem behind me. Anyway, I'm not trying to complain. There's always going to be, they're going to blur it all out or whatever. So whatever. But the lady goes, could you turn your camera? I'm like, no, because it's not moving. I'm in the Palatial Studios down here. But anyway, yeah. So during the football game Thursday night, Ohio at Louisiana, and then during the Auburn-Penn State game, which makes sense to me that they'd show it then, and it's got some cool stuff with Bo and with Aubie. That's my commercial. I'm so excited. So any other thoughts about it that you want to add before we wrap it up for tonight?
I have seen it. I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to see Van's big interview on TV. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very excited that it's going to happen during the Auburn-Penn State game.
Yeah.
Because that's natural and proper, and it's going to get a huge Auburn audience. Everybody will see it, so.
There you go. That's exactly. And again, I just wanted to do this special announcement about it just because I know that people have kind of followed this for a while. And I just want everybody to, you know, to A, know that it came true, and B, get to see it, you know, maybe when it happens. So, all right, we'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys as usual Monday night, Tuesday morning for the regular show. War Eagle, John.
War Eagle, man.